Romeo, Mike Kirk, mobile, any station, radio check. RMM, I believe it was, KK4LAZ, I got you loud and clear.
Thank you, sir. Just testing out a friend, new mobile unit's just been installed. Heading back to the ranch from the point of installation.
Coming in just fine. I got a little bit of scratch in there, but that's probably just the repeater. It's been kind of scratchy in this part of the woods lately, so probably not you. What kind of rig you put in?
Well, for total disclosure, I didn't put it in. A gentleman named Chad put it in for me as I watched, and he did an outstanding job, so all credit to him.
Along with that, I'd probably pay to have someone do it myself if I weren't so cheap.
Didn't charge me a dime, although I tried to make him take my money since we refused to, but I'm going to have to give him some value here to keep my soul clean in the next future. But he's top drawer, and he's an angel among us.
He did a good job. Good deal. Coming in, like I said, loud and clear. Over here, KK4LAZ.
KT4 Lima Echo Zulu. Yeah, second part of your question, this is an ICOM 2730 Alpha that he installed.
Hey, cool. I've actually looked a bit at that radio. I was about to purchase one until I found a really good deal on a 5100 is what I'm on right now. Just because I needed, well, needed is a relative term. I wanted a third good, you know, dual band, dual watch, whatever you want to call it, rig for the car that I'm driving right now. And so I was looking at that one because I always liked ICOM stuff. I've bounced around a bit with ICOM, Yaesu, and Kenwood, but I was thinking about another ICOM rig, which is how I ended up with this 5100.
Kind of clear, you're really good, Crystal. But yeah, your conscience needs some help there. Yeah, you needed it, man. There's no want to. You needed it.
Myself that when I look at my bank account. yeah, it's a good little rig. I like it. I've got one, you know, the big rig, I guess you could call it, from all three companies. I've got this 5100 in this car. I've got a Yaesu 400. I won't keep on say 450 because my HF rig is a 450. Got a FTM 450, 400. See, I did it again. FTM 400 in my Jeep. And then I've got a Kenwood 710 that I had in this car, and I was going to put this 5100 in my truck, but I think I'm going to put the D710 in the truck because I wanted to put this rig in here because I drive this more often.
You copy that. As my dad used to say, you are wired for sound, sir, and you're rolling. You're rolling fat in there with the BMWs, Mercedes, and the Jaguars of the radio world.
What it's about is the 710 I bought new years ago, back when they first came out. But the other two I've got used, and I got good deals on both of them used, and the both of them were basically brand new in the box. Like this guy I got this 5100 from said, he said, yeah, I had it in my truck for about a year, and I never really drove my truck all that often, so when I got a new truck, I decided not to put a radio back in it, and, you know, he said he had, I think he said, he had three of these, and this one was his third one, and he's got one at home as a base, and he's got the other one in his Jeep, and so he was like, I just wanted to sell it, because I wasn't really going to use it, and so he gave it to me with all the original accessories, and box, and manual, and all that kind of stuff, so I was pretty happy with that purchase. Anyway, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to say 7.3s. It was good chatting with you, though. You're sounding good. Maybe we can get in here again. I didn't grab your call. I'll jot it down here in a second. This is KK4, Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, KK4LAZ, 7.3 to you.
Kilo Kilo 4, Lima Alpha Zulu, copy that. This is Kirk. This is going to be Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo. Mike, pleased to meet your acquaintance, and good evening.
Kirk, it was good talking to you. Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo, Mike, I was typing that down as I was saying it. 73s, and have a good evening. KK4LAZ, clear.
73 and clear.
KB4CBA mobile.
Oscar 4, Romeo Mike. Mike, how you feeling this evening?
I want to call Woe out. I've been playing tennis for the last hour and a half, and I'm gonna take my tired self home.
Top chess player is probably still too much for me to handle. I'm trying to figure out checkers here, and so go easy on me, man.
Do something to keep my feet moving and keep the weight off and that kind of thing. So, I really enjoy tennis, so I'll play as long as I can stand up, I guess.
To you, man, I went to the doctor today and stepped on the scale, and they had to use the paddles on me after that, seeing that number, so I'm going to fill my backpack full of rocks tonight, put some combat boots on, and I'm going to go on a ruck.
That sounds like loads of fun. And, you know, being facetious when I say that. But that ought to give you a good workout, that's for sure.
Yeah, I figure I'll make myself a suit out of a hefty 3-ply trash bag so I have zero circulation, air circulation in there. That might help things out. But, I'd like to live to see 50, so I need to start trending in the other direction. Just kill Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike.
RMM, and this is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name here is David. I'm 66. I'll be 67 in a couple of months. You know, when I was 50, I never even thought about 60. And here I am closing in on 70.
Doing it right, man. Whatever you're doing, you're doing it right. You keep doing it. So I need to start doing it myself. So I guess I'm going to go eat me a bunch of celery and broccoli and try to start walking about 3, 4, 5, 6 miles a day. And if I don't drop some weight from doing all that, then, yeah. Anyway, so there's that. Nice to meet you, Dave.
Started the Atkins diet about 15 years ago, and I got down to my what would be my normal weight, and I've been able to maintain that. So, it gets harder and harder the older you get to stay the same weight. Your body, I don't know, it wants to gain. It wants to gain weight, so I don't know what it is, but because I'm still not eating very many carbs. I think a lot of protein and, you know, green vegetables and no sugar. So, but it's working. So the doctor says to keep doing what you're doing.
Had a good doctor. Again, you're doing better than me. I need to dig my heels in, slam the brakes on, turn my... sling my car around and start heading in the other direction, which I believe I will. I think all the alarms and red flags have gone off, so I think I kind of get the message now. So big 10-4 to the man upstairs here. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Mike Mike Mobile, fixing being unmobile, pulling into the driveway now. Dave.
I'll let you go. I've still got a little ways to go. I'm probably about halfway home. But it's only about a 13-minute drive, so, but anyway, I'll let you go, and it's good to talk with you, and have a good evening, KF4RMM, KB4CBA.
KF4RMM, KB4, CBA, KO4, RMM. I'm going to see if I can get on the two-meter Blue Ridge net tonight at 2100. Maybe I'll hear you then.
I usually go to bed about that time. I really enjoy, checking into that net. I'm usually getting ready to hit the sack.
Earlier rise, Dave. They got hold you in real good stead. Again, I just pulled into the garage here, so this is going to be KO4 Romeo Mike 73, clear and clear.
KB4 CBA mobile.
KO4 UFQ test. KO4 UFQ test. KO4 UFQ test.